Better? All right. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. One of my fondest memories as a child and as an adult are ones of deep sea fishing. The first time we went out on a charter boat, my youngest brother, whose name is coincidentally Peter, was in diapers. Our trip was not the typical fishing trip. My mother packed enough food for twice as many people, or even three times as many people who were going, the five of us and the two crew, the captain and mate. She brought fried chicken, baked ham, hot dogs wrapped in foil to stay warm, potato salad, chips, sodas, a proverbial feast. And we were the source of much amusement for the captain and the mate of the boat. Over the years, we became friends with the family that owned the boat, and they looked forward to our trip every year as a bit of a break from the challenge of making sure that serious fishers caught fish. We were just happy to be on the water, to go to Cape Lookout for a picnic and spend time together. One time we ran into an unexpected squall. It surrounded us with wind and rain, and all we could see in any direction was water. The waves lifted the boat to a height that was beyond my ability to even imagine what high seas might be like. Being on top of a large wave and looking down and realizing that you are about two stories building high was indeed a sobering experience. And I think of that time when I read today's gospel. Indeed, I can safely say that I often have a Peter moment. I can understand how frightened the disciples must have been, and I can understand how Peter was willing and yet unable to overcome fear. So as much as I try, as hard as I have to have unshakable faith, I am much like Peter, who gets a good start and then sinks like a stone. No matter how frightened I am, how frightened we are, or to what depths we sink, Jesus will always reach out his hand and pull us safely to him, even in the roughest storm. All we have to do is call out, "Lord, save me." In the midst of chaos, in the midst of life's storms, Jesus extends his hand to us and always pulls us to safety, back into the boat, to a place where the storm is calmed. As is often the case, it's easy to connect, at least for me, with Peter. Peter reminds us that even at our very best, we are wont to question, to doubt, to go our own way, or to give in to fear. I love Peter for this. Both his doubts and his faith are a testimony to the fact that it is okay to doubt, and that faith can help us overcome all obstacles. Remember, this is right after feeding the 5,000, so Jesus was tired and he went up to the mountain to pray. And he was there alone when evening came. And meanwhile, the boat was being battered by the high winds, and they were unable to move forward. So he got up early in the morning, and he walked out to them. And the disciples thought he was a ghost. They were afraid. Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart. It's just me." Jesus had sent the disciples ahead so he could get some downtime that he needed to go and pray. And I think it's worth noting that Jesus doesn't go down from the mountain until morning. Even though the storm rages through the night, Jesus honors his commitment to pray and to spend time with his Father in heaven. And sometimes we have to wait, just like the disciples had to wait on Jesus. We have to wait during those stormy times, and we have to experience something in them that makes it possible, makes us vulnerable to be open to Jesus. When any of this happens, when we find ourselves kind of lost, kind of wondering when the sea will stop. When will the storm end? We have to take time to trust, knowing that ultimately Jesus will hear us and will not let us perish, and to find purpose in stormy and frightening experiences. In Romans today, Paul reminds us that for Moses, righteousness coming from the had come from the law, and while Paul upholds the truth of the law, he reminds us that the righteousness that comes from faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is to bring Christ down, or 'Who will descend to the abyss?' That is to bring Christ up from the dead." But what does it say? It says, "The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart." That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Those of us that believe and are saved are called to take that good news to everyone. It is through Christ that God manifests his righteousness, and we are claimed as belonging to God through Christ. In baptism, we are marked as Christ's own forever. And as Christ's own, we are to be, as Paul says, the feet of those who bring the good news. In today's reading, Jesus claims the time he needs to go and pray. He puts the disciples in a boat, and he goes up to the mountain alone. And he comes down from the mountain right into the midst of this raging storm. He is fortified by his time away, and he's ready to embark on the next phase of his ministry. And he walks across the water, and he calls to Peter to have the faith that he claims to have and to walk to him. Peter starts out okay, but his faith falls short, but Jesus doesn't let him sink. He offers his hand to a drowning Peter. Once they get back to the boat and get on the boat, the storm is calmed. Can we make it to the boat? Jesus is holding out his hand to us, to each one of us. All we have to do is to take it. Even when our faith falls short and we find ourselves sinking, Jesus is there. When the disciples are in the boat and they're afraid, they fail to recognize Jesus. They think he is a ghost. Their fear defeats them, defeats their faith, and that can happen to us as well. We can be so afraid that we fail to see Jesus reaching out to us. Jesus calls to them and says, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And I suggest that if we stop in those tough times and we listen for those words, that we will hear Jesus telling us to take heart and not be afraid. When we recognize who Jesus is and where Jesus is in our lives, we can trust and we can make it to the boat and get in with Jesus, where our seas will be calmed and we can be prepared for braver ministry. As the family of St. Francis, we are about to go forward into a braver ministry. The good news is that Jesus won't let us drown. This morning, we are gathered together to experience some calm in the midst of the raging storms of the world. We are being prepared for a braver ministry. A braver ministry as a church and as her members. What is your own braver ministry? Where is it that you hear the words of Jesus? What storm is it that needs to be calmed in your life by the love of Jesus? And how can you be that hand of Jesus that reaches out to someone and pull them into safety, into the boat, into the truth of the gospel? This morning, we can join the voices of Jesus' disciples in saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." I invite you to call out to the Good Shepherd when the storms of life rage and threaten your sense of safety, to take heart and to not be afraid. Then take the hand that reaches out to you. Find the way to the boat, the calm, the peace that can only come from God, the peace that passes all understanding. Amen.